Blog Talk Radio.
Here at Open Talk 2. I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that have been successful in their businesses or just been living out their dreams. And it also inspires me to know when I have touched someone or inspired someone who has just took my advice or started my or their ideal dream business, or moving forward, or just build a better career about yourself. And as always, I tell people, you got to surround yourself around positive energy, and only you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out, because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Still looking for my independent artists to send me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get them on the nowhiphop.com rotation. So check that out. Also, just want to say thank you to an email I got from Tawana. She wanted to know she followed me the whole 2 years that I have been up and running. So thank you, Tawana. I know everything has changed drastically. I went from the better to the best. And still here. So, again, thank you for following me the 2 years I have actually been with my show. Been going on then, still going to be going on. So, hey, new things are coming your way. Again, email me with any ideas, anything you want to share, you want to be on the show, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll definitely get you on the show or share your ideas. Last week on the show, had WNBA Moms Got Game, Miss Pam McGee. She definitely bounced up in here with me. Today on the show, got an actor who considers himself as the hardest actor in New York, Mr. Kenan Amortaya. He's definitely going to be rolling with me today, so definitely check his interview out. All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Got to give it to you. You know, we like our gossip and dirt and stuff. I'm rolling by myself today. Just going to briefly talk about our Real Housewives to Atlanta reunion. I can just say one thing, y'all. It was a mess. I just can't believe how my ladies of royalty showed up and showed out. Of course, you know, we already knew what had happened between Kenya and Portia, but for us to physically see it, I was like, ugh, I was kind of blown away. But I guess, you know what, after being taunted so much, you can only be pushed. And I mean, I'm not condoning violence, but, you know, I kind of feel Portia on that because Kenya didn't stop with her little wand thing and then the microphone. That was just kind of annoying. Kenya should be better than that. But, you know, I know she's definitely going to be on the show next season because she makes the show funny, you know, with her little twist to the show. You know, again, she is the wild card. You never know what to expect from Miss Kenya Moore. I like Miss Kenya, though. Nene was quiet. She was standoffish. She was really, really, really quiet. So she just really kind of really separated herself from the ladies. So, But like she says, when one door is closed, another one opens. Boop, boop. Congrats to the ladies. Can't wait till the reunion 2 and 3 comes so we can see what Apollo had to say about his little encounter with the law. Got to definitely check that out. All right, now I've got to roll with my Black Ink crew tonight. I kind of watch a little of American Medicine. You saw that Quad and Mariah, they fell out. Toya had an extravagant birthday party for a two-year-old. And old Dwight made an appearance. So, I don't know. I got to keep watching them, y'all. I ain't really feeling them this season, but it may be okay once it gets going. But, again, I'm definitely rolling with my Black Ink crew tonight. Got to see what Caesar and Duchess is up to. All right, y'all, I'm going to give you your blast from the past. And when I come back, going to have Mr. Kennedy here with me. So stay tuned for that. Enjoy your blast from the past. Be right back.
All right. Blast from the past. Yeah.
Show, I have a young gentleman who considers himself as the hardest actor that's working in New York. He's been in films such as November Lies. He's also had a commercial, Super Bowl commercial, but he also has other projects he's working on. Let's welcome to the show, Mr. Kennedy Moritano. Hello, Mr. Kennedy. How are you this morning? Look, I done chopped up your last name again.
You got it, trust me. You're close.
How are you doing down there in New York this morning?
Oh, man, everything's crazy. It's a little rain, but, you know, it doesn't stop us New Yorkers. We keep moving.
Y'all keep moving.
It's a beautiful day, you know, for Monday.
But tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in acting? What inspired you to get into this industry?
Well, actually, I've been a part of the industry since I was a kid because my father was a professional photographer.
Okay.
So I was always involved, you know, he always kept me around, and I was always inspired to be an actor. But now, like around 5 years ago, I got into it religiously, you know.
Okay. So how did you get your big break?
Oh, I haven't had my big break yet.
Well, I could
have been,
this
you know, auditioning and doing a lot of independent films and web series and, you know, getting myself out there and promoting. You know, of course, I'm working my way up. Big break, not yet.
Okay. Well, do you remember your first audition?
Oh, definitely. Oh, I can never forget that.
Was it scary?
Scary one. It was a scary one.
It was a scary one.
Yeah, you know, but you get used to, you know, auditioning as you go, you grow. And, you know, all that nervousness, it just goes out the window, and you start getting used to everything, you know. I walked in there, and I totally forgot everything. My lines, I didn't even know what I was there for.
Aww.
It's all good, you know. It's part of it.
That's
part
right.
Of it. It's part of the that's growth, you know. And if you don't go out there, and you don't audition, you don't do what you got to do, you never learn.
That's true. You're absolutely correct.
Right, yeah.
Well, let me ask you, what films or movies or projects have you actually already been in that you already worked in?
Okay, I worked in November Lies. It's an independent film.
Okay.
I've been working on a lot of web series and short films. You know, small productions, of course. As long as I keep myself working and growing, you know. Right now, I just got a manager, so I'm auditioning for bigger films, bigger TV shows and everything like that. So I was in Halo Helljumper.
Okay.
That was a big one for me because, you know, it was small, but it was still big because it was exciting and the production was so, it was awesome, you know. It was the biggest production I was in as far as independent. You know what I mean? I was looking very forward to getting on that one because it was for the New York Film Academy.
Okay. So in this line of work, it's kind of competitive, though, huh?
Wow, very competitive.
Okay.
But you, keep going. You got to stay strong and you can't give up, you know?
Right, that's true. Well, let me ask you.
It's pills for the week, you know? This ain't pills for the week.
I know, that's all I'm going to say. But let me ask you, if you could work with three actors, who would you want to collaborate or work with?
Oh, wow. It's just three?
Our producers.
I'm on a long list.
Our producers.
I got Tom Hanks, definitely always wanted to work with him.
Okay.
Denzel Washington, of course.
Oh, yes. We love Denzel. Well, the ladies do.
Man. And my boy Will Smith. I would love to work with Will Smith one day.
Oh, yeah. He's real creative. What about producers?
Right now, I'm willing to work with anyone. You know, but as far as producers, I don't really have a specific producer that I would love to work with right now. I'm open to work with anyone, you know, because of course I gotta expand my, you know, I gotta grow, I gotta expand my horizons, and you know.
Let me ask you, have you ever reached out to Tyler Perry Studios? I mean, don't he normally has a lot of different auditions coming up for those plays, or you're not really into plays or whatever?
No, actually, I actually, it's crazy you ask that, because it's a coincidence. I had an audition for Tyler Perry.
Oh, okay.
I never spoke to him, actually. It was his team.
Okay.
Audition, but I didn't get the role. But it was still a great opportunity, of course.
Oh, okay. All right.
And of course, they're going to keep coming, you know, keep coming, keep going. Keep auditioning.
That's true.
Has a lot of work. Yeah, he's doing a lot of work out there in Atlanta.
Okay. So what current projects are you working on?
Right now, we have a few pilots that I booked.
Okay.
Actually, waiting for pre-production right now. I got Gypsy. It's so cool. It's about black magic and dark. It's an awesome cast.
Okay.
I'm working on, let me see, La Familia.
Okay.
Got here filming in New York. That's also a pilot.
Okay.
And it's about different nationalities and the Italian mob. And it's very controversial and lots of violence, which is insane, but
okay.
It's a lot of fun. I'm with the Latin crew, and I play Tigre. That's my role.
Okay, okay. So you've been busy, though.
I've been very busy. We actually about to start filming Crew Season 3, too. I was part of that.
Okay.
Crew was a TV show, web series, and now it's a TV show.
Okay.
Hopefully it's going to get picked up. I don't want to say anything crazy, but, you know.
Oh, you'll get it. Y'all get it.
Myself.
That's right.
The director's got a lot of things going with it. It might go on TV.
Okay.
It just won LA Web Fest twice in a row, 2 years in a row. So it's pretty awesome. Shout out to my boy, my co-star, Z Lewis.
Okay.
Won an award, too.
Definitely got to check that out. Well, where do you see yourself 3 to 5 years from now?
Growing as an actor, still auditioning, working. Hopefully I get to work with more talent, you know, lots of more talent. And you know, keep learning, and never give up, you know. And I see myself as motivated.
I want to see you on the big screen.
Same mentality, you know.
I know. I want to see you on the big screen, too.
Few roles out there, you know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I want to see you on a big screen. That's what I want to see.
You will.
Well, for any person,
make it happen for you. You know, make it happen for all of us.
That's true. For any person that's trying to, I guess, follow your footsteps, you know, live out their dreams to be successful, you know, regardless if you're not in the big screen, you have done a lot of films, you did a lot of pilots, you're working, you're still doing a lot of auditions. What would you tell that hungry individual that trying to get, you know, follow your footsteps? What would you tell them?
I would definitely tell them never give up.
Okay.
Always believe in yourself. Keep pushing. Stay away from negativity. Don't let no one bring you down. Know what you want. You know, and of course, never give up. You know, keep at it. Believe in your dreams. There's a lot of things that's gonna get hard, but you just gotta keep at it. You know, and stay focused.
I like that. I like that.
Definitely, of course.
Well, Mr.
That's the way to be, you know?
Well, Mr. Kennedy, thank you for taking time to call the show this morning.
Of course, anytime. And I support you and help, you know, spread the word around.
I appreciate that.
Love
thank
to you,
you.
And your show always, you know.
And don't forget about the little people when you get up there now.
I love when people say that, but you know what? I'll never forget.
That's right. Don't forget us. Don't forget us.
My supporters, you know.
See, I can keep my interview and say, oh, you know what? When he was a little person, when he was before he got into the big stuff, I interviewed him. I had the pleasure of interviewing him.
That's right. I'll give you a shout out.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll give Cindy a shout out.
That's
know?
What I'm talking about. Thank you again for calling in.
Of course, anytime. Thank you, and have a great time out there in Texas. Have a great day.
All righty. Again, guys, he considers himself as the hardest actor in New York. We definitely got to keep our eye on him, Mr. Kenny Montoya. So definitely check him out.
All right, guys. He is a handsome guy. Y'all got to Google him up, girls, and check him out. I don't know if he's married now. I should have asked him. Golly. But he is very sweet. I saw a couple of the reels on him. Y'all definitely check out, go to his YouTube videos and follow him on Twitter. Y'all, he's going to be out there. So I can say I met him. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Got a new time slot. I'll be back next week, next Tuesday, the 29th at 6:30, working on a big project. Can't talk about it right now, but going to definitely keep y'all in the loop. So definitely keep your eyes on me on Twitter. So make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Definitely like my Open Talk 2 Facebook page. So again, got a big project I'm working on. Going to be very shocked and very amazed when y'all find out. Had the pleasure of going to the Houston Power Women Football, my Lady of Rage. They whooped up on the Louisiana Jazz this Saturday. I can't remember the score, but they had to eventually stop it. So it was like over 40-0 or something like that. But make sure you follow them at Houston Power Football. And their next game is going to be May 10th. San Antonio Regulators are going to definitely come down here and see if they can handle our girls. And we're going to be playing at Pioneer Stadium. That's 1255 Ride Water. And again, if I said everything too fast, go to their website at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com and check up all the events that's going on, all the current schedule and all that information. So definitely check that out. All right, again, my independent artists, make sure you email me at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. If you want to be on the NowHipHop.com segment and you want to share any ideas, you want to be interviewed, again, OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Y'all have a blessed day, blessed week, and I'll be back next Tuesday.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mono.
Hip hop, you a drug in my blood. Got a pen and pad, keep a nigga fucked up. Better 96 right away. I fell in love every time I hear your voice, girl. I gotta get it up. Tell me who is fake, who is real from the start. T bad for the group. Let that nigga move on. I ain't my dog here with no nigga that's grown. I could do that with my lady when the nigga reach home. No, I put it down, never have a weak song. And I always love my dogs, even though they dead wrong. Started out with four, and we ended up with five. Now we back down to three, but we on the same vibe. Niggas came and went, that was cooler than a bitch. If I wear a size 12, I can't make a 9 fit. Some people do, end up paying up their shoes. Many problems in the group, and I still pull through.
Hip-hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip-hop, you the love of
my life. We are Beefield, and we're rolling with our girl C on OverTalk 2.
Baby, with me, you're gonna need umbrella. I'ma make it rain when you drop it. I'ma make it rain when you drop it. Pocket, trust me, I got it, babe. I say money ain't a thing. I say money ain't a thing. Oh, and I'm wise enough to know.
Real niggas behind us. We do it for the real on the real. I'ma be honest, okay. Your honor.